Hi, my name is TPC. I'm your host for this week's Campaign Creations podcast. Today I am joined by Mesk and Labyrinth. First off, I noticed Campaign Creations has been holding a contest recently. What contest? Why? What's going on? Tell me the details, Lev.
We call it the StarCraft Mini Campaign Competition. Started off in December, final sign up dates coming February 24th, and ending 1 month later, January 24th. All you do is create a small little campaign, because that's what we do, and we'll give out the prizes. Simple as that.
Alright, speaking of prizes, what do you have up for grabs?
The goodies. First place, since we have met the final request for at least 10 people, first prize, grand prize, is going to be the StarCraft board game, which apparently not that many people even knew existed. Plus, mouse pad, t-shirt, cap, DVDs, you know, good stuff, StarCraft-related stuff. Second prize gets DVDs, the hat, the shirt, or the mouse pad, I think, or the hat. Wait, I already said hat. And third place gets the choice of one of those last three. Not much, basically, because we want quality.
Yeah, that's because, you know, nothing attracts competitors more than a StarCraft board game that, like I said, no one knew existed. Heck, I didn't even know it existed until you just mentioned it. Okay, and I can see that an additional reward for all winners is project hosting on Campaign Creations.
Yep, because we like our projects. Alright, anyway, yeah, we're hosting the projects. All of them, we're going to categorize them by what we thought was the best, what we thought sucked. Just kidding. No, we're going to categorize them, list them all, see what was first, second, third, and then list all the other ones probably in alphabetical order with a short review of whoever, myself, and whoever others help review the project. And the first prize, second prize, and third prize winners will get, first, second, and third place will get small little special rewards, form-related rewards for their dedication and accomplishment in being first, second, and third place.
Just out of curiosity here, have you had a whole lot of submissions since the contest opened up?
It was a little slow at first, but since it started, we got around 10, I think. 10 or 11, I'm not sure. I think we're at 10. And 10 was the minimum requirement to meet the grand prize of the StarCraft board game. And soon, within the next couple weeks, we'll probably be getting a little bit more advertising for the project due to communications with the one and only Karun from Blizzard Forum representative.
Have you played any of these submissions? Any idea on who's in the lead right now in terms of quality and, well, who do you like so far that's actually done a campaign?
Well, we only have one completed project since they're not required to be completed until the very, very, very deadline. The only one we have completed is, of course, Boot Camp, which was kind of a mixed review in people, or Gemini submitting that, considering he's also staff. But since the project was more of an independent project, not related to CC, I let him submit that, and then in the end, went ahead and put it on CC anyway. But his project was pretty outstanding, and people are reviewing it as giving it like an 8 or 9 even. People who are actually competing are giving it an 8 or 9 if it were to be somehow the benchmark campaign.
So let me get this straight. You've gotten one campaign so far that's got mixed reviews, and people have been giving it 8 or 9 out of 10.
Yep.
I see. Right, well, and when is this competition close?
This competition will be closing March 24th, 2008. That's the contest ends, and then we'll take the time to review all your project and announce everyone's final decisions on who should have won what, probably within a month later.
So results will be up sometime in April.
Correct.
Okay. Sounds fun. Moving on. Now, Mesk, when we were brainstorming earlier, you mentioned that you had a Diablo 2-related project coming up. Why don't you tell me about that?
Oh, some people may remember, depending on how long you've been in the community. About 4 or 5 years ago, I started on a Diablo 2 project called Can the Destroyer, and this got pretty far. I had, like, a full completed act and a bunch. It was pretty much based on these gigantic maps and lots of new monsters and stuff like that. Then came along the dreaded D-Drive crash, and it shot everything, and I didn't touch Diablo 2 again for a really long time. Well, I started on a newer Diablo 2 project in, like, the past month called, so far, Project Loli, and it pretty much builds off of the foundations that made Can the Destroyer what it was. In traditional Diablo 2, you get large, randomly generated maps that are just filled with, you know, fairly mediocre monsters that you can one or two shot, and it's pretty hack and slash without really much thought and put into it. They're, pretty much, it's going to be much different. You're in large, pre-constructed maps, like fortresses, forests, temples, things like that. And you are going to encounter many different kinds of monsters, some of which will be very strong, some will be very weak, some will cast spells, others will hit and run. It'll be a much more challenging experience.
And I'll definitely still be a bad guy in there. Just kidding.
Actually, yes.
So we're going to see a cameo by Lav as a bad guy?
There will be plenty of hidden jokes and secret characters. Like, one of the things I plan to add is the rabbit from Monty Python's The Holy Grail. There will be a quest involved to get the holy hand grenade, which will be the only weapon you can use to kill the rabbit. Otherwise, he's going to rip you in half.
Nice.
Well, what's your estimated completion date?
Diablo 2 projects are projects of size that are far greater than anything undertaken in StarCraft or Warcraft 3. Even the high-end, even the best Diablo 2 modders, which are even rewriting the game's DLL files, projects will take many, many years for them, and something on this scale will definitely take a long time. As far as a playable version, well, I've already actually test-played it with Hunter Killers, who's always assisted me in modding endeavors in the past. And so it's playable as a very early demonstration right now, but as far as a publicly releasable version, I'd give it a year. Right now I'm encountering mental difficulties, which is dramatically slowing down the progress of anything, but if I get that solved, then I'd say a year will yield something public.
So you're telling me my grandkids can enjoy this?
Probably, yes. In fact, you'll be hard-pressed to find a Diablo 2 project right now that is comfortably at a state of completion that had something very large undertaken in it, being probably median 2008.
That is true.
Yeah, I don't actually know if Diablo 2's, heck, there's still dust in my Diablo 2 CD lying around somewhere. I can't even find it. Okay, anyway, time's coming up pretty soon here. Upcoming features, what do you have planned for us in the next year or so, Lav?
Ooh. Upcoming features. That would be updates to Campaign Creations, being revamping the portraits, the triggers, the maps, all of our custom stuff for Warcraft and Starcraft at the moment. Updating our programs, you know, all this outdated stuff, tutorials, adding more. New things we're trying to do are project reviews by dedicated review staff. Rewards or awards, whatever you would like to call it, per project or site dependent, and then Each project gets its own little award depending on what kind of accomplishments it makes, downloads, completions, most anticipated, etc. Wikis. Thinking about putting in a wiki. Still delving on that one, though. Updating for StarCraft 2. Affiliations with bigger sites like Maplantis, StarCraft.org. And, of course, more contests and prizes, such as Warcraft 3 related ones, possibly regular standard StarCraft and Warcraft tournaments. And, of course, campaigns, modding, cinematics, etc. And, of course, more podcasts.
Yeah, more podcasts. That's wonderful. So, hold on. Just one more thing here. Your whole review thing. You're trying to encourage people to submit some more reviews about the projects that you have going on at CC. Is that right?
At the moment, that's how it's open. However, later on, we might get dedicated review staff to have readers, visitors, fans get more, you could say, have a more connection with the person who they're reading the review from, because they've read various reviews from that person. So they'll be able to laugh and get angry at that person when they're dissing LOTC or when they're praising boot camp, or, you know, stating how one game's not revolutionary, the other game is amazing, so on and so forth.
You hear that, guys? If you guys want to get a hot date with Lav, you can better start working on your review writing skills.
Mm-hmm.
Something I'd like to add is that one of the things I'm working on is, if you had noticed in the forum, if you visit our forums, I had Lav create me a Doak Endium subforum. And what this subforum does is it contains a large list of things that I have released, such as videos for Armageddon Onslaught, which is a StarCraft project that is due for release in a couple months. And more importantly, developer blogs for my Diablo 2 mod. And if I do any other projects, I also post developer logs for that as well. And what this allows you to do is to see into what goes into making a large project. So when I create an update to my project, I'll create a corresponding log that will detail all the things I've done. It's just a little something that might help you understand what is put into something of this scale.
Yeah, I can see that of being a lot of value. I'm just a consumer. I've never really dabbled into the arts of creating a campaign a whole lot. I've never really messed with maps a whole lot. I didn't really have a whole lot of, you know, custom projects. So, and I can see that to do something on the scale that you guys do is a completely, completely massive undertaking. It's got to require a lot of hours, a lot of motivation for one thing. Clearly, you guys aren't getting paid for this. Why are you doing it?
You want to go first, Lav?
Sure, I'll go first. The reason we do these things is because we've had stories in our head for childhood, and since childhood, now, these days, still creating stories, characters we have always thought of, and in all reality, this is one way of many ways to show the world your universe, your life that you want to create and bring out, to show it to everyone else, publicize it, possibly make it famous, get somewhere, get some real reviews, and then it's really just all for the dedication of your own imagination.
How about you, Mesk?
Well, before I went into StarCraft and PC gaming, I was largely a console gamer. Battle Tanks, pretty much. And one of the things I always wanted to do in Battle Tanks was create maps for it. I played Battle Tanks for a long time, several years, ever since its release, to pretty much when StarCraft came out and I was first introduced to computers. Eventually, this desire to create translated across to computers, and I started modding StarCraft about 8 to 9 years ago with AI, because I wanted an AI opponent that was, you know, a little tougher. By then, I had also already started writing my first novel, and this kind of mashed together, and by then, I still didn't really know that modding StarCraft was really big. But then, you know, I discovered StarDraft, yes, that was it. And things just kind of went on from there. Now I pretty much mod games just to, you know, live out dreams like Armageddon Onslaught. That's something I've always wanted to do, is create an AI that, you know, it takes 7 players to beat it. It takes teamwork and things like that. Something that you'll actually fear, because, I mean, most people can just pick up StarCraft and work the computer without even really trying because it sucks so badly. I wanted to give the AI something unique, something new. And that's pretty much with every other thing. I always want to create something that's completely out of the box. Some people think it's impossible. It requires a lot of dedication and a lot of work, but ultimately the result is more than worth it.
Well, I don't know what to say to that. I honestly don't. I think those are some great answers. Those are really, really good intentions from the both of you guys. I wish, you know, I kind of wish we could have had some of the other devs in here, and I could ask them what drives them to make their campaigns, to write their stories, to tell their tales. Maybe we'll save that for another podcast. I want to wrap up this podcast with one more final question I want to ask the both of you. The past year, 2007, a big year for gaming. I think it was the year that StarCraft II was announced, right? And no doubt it was a decent year for campaign creations as well. Three things. What three things most impacted you in 2007 in terms of CC?
Oh, man. Obviously, the biggest one for me was actually bringing CC back, considering I believe that's the year that I got a hold of it.
That's when I retired.
Yeah. So then that must definitely be the time when all the drama and whatnot came about. Who wanted to run what? Who wanted to be a powerhouse? My biggest thing for the top three things would be acquiring Campaign Creations, since in all reality, my quote-unquote dream for the community wasn't to run CC, but to be a part of CC. And here I actually got the chance and took it the moment I got it, except the chance was to be running it instead of being a part of it. And like most things, when you're running something, you don't get to enjoy it as much as being a part of it. But still, it's fun and I try to make the most of it. Second thing would be actually hearing the announcement of StarCraft 2, because that really livened up the forum and brought back a lot of old members, such as Oracle, Dessa, Joel, a couple other ones. And finally, the third one for me would be actually the announcement of Oracle's campaign, the continuation of the LOTC series with Episode 3, since that is one of the few projects that brought me into the community to begin with. So that was quite a outstanding announcement for most people, I'm sure.
I'll be honest, I don't think anyone ever saw that coming at all. He just came out of nowhere. Well, you've done a great job with the community so far. You know, it's got a brand new look. The entire community's been relivened up. You've brought the old gang back together, you know, like you said, Dazzler, Oracle, you know, Oracle just comes back. I think RCX is still alive. He's got his, what is it, his elves or something like that still working on his campaigns for him. And, you know, I can't think of anyone else better than you to run a community like this one. I still remember the day when you had your own website and campaign service. I forgot what it was called. It had the word Ash in it. I don't remember if it was like Ash Tongue, Ashbringer, Ash something like that. But, you know, you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, you've come a long way in like 5 years. I think all of us have come a long way in the past 5 years. And, you know, I think I can't wait for 2008. I'm sure it's going to be a big year for everyone involved. Okay, Mesk, how about you? Same question. Best thing about 2007 for you? Top three?
As far as CC related, well, the first thing would be actually becoming a part of CC. When I started modding, I was pretty much on my own. I just learned things on my own, because there's never really been a location that you could go to and be like, hey, look, there's a compendium of resources that tell me how to do this, how to do that. Learning was pretty much a process on your own, and after I started learning, I wanted to become a part of the modding community, and I ended up getting shopped around sites. I first wanted to become a part of CC. They said go to SA. I went to SA, and SA said go to AAN. So being at AAN, which was kind of, you know, the dark fringe of the community back then, my name really never got out. And even now, you know, not many people really know who I am or what I've done. So the biggest thing this year was when Lav got a hold of CC, I was given a staff position. And this would become pretty much my final home in the modding community. I'd already been at SA, I've already been at AAN, already tried to make a site, GamePROC, which was very short-lived with War Giant. So the first thing would definitely be, you know, becoming a part of CC, creating DOAC Endium, releasing a few projects. I released In the Admiral Service, and then a couple of updates for that, and some other stuff. As far as the second thing, I would say creating the developer log section would be the second most important thing, because that's going to be my most, you know, active section now, and that's going to be where a lot of my energy goes into. As far as the third thing, that will be yet to come. I don't really have a third thing, but the third thing will probably be the release of Armageddon Onslaught, which will be my final StarCraft project. And it's kind of a demonstration of what you can do with the StarCraft engine, and it really pushes the limits of what the game can do. And that will, I don't really have a third thing, so that will probably be my third thing.
Okay, that's fair enough. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Ponies.
Speechless.
No, my mom's bugging me. She just walks into my room and puts a bowl of oranges on my desk. Anyways, Mesk, you've come a long way. Like you said, I don't remember what AEN is. I think that was under some guy named Avelian.
Chinchilla Editing Network.
Was that what it was? Yeah.
Then I ate
led by Avelian.
Yeah, I remember now. Oh, God. But you have a lot of things on your modding resume. You know, it would have been a matter of time before you ended up on CC. So, you know, I'm happy for you. It's really good. Unlike a guy like myself, I don't have any kind of creative skills. I just sit here and I talk. That's pretty much why I'm here. You could even call me, like, the official CC podcast director guy person. But, okay. That wraps up our show for this week, maybe, or month, potentially year, considering our first podcast lasted, that was the only podcast for 2007 even, so hopefully this first podcast of 2008 will not be the last one, and hope you'll join us next time when we have more random crap to talk about, and have a good night, everybody.
See you later.
Eat pie!
Hi, my name is TPC. I will be your host today for... Fuck, you know what? I'm going to restart that because I didn't know what I was going to say. Nice. And I spilled water on my keyboard when I said that too. Fuck. Okay.
You are the champion of us all.
Oh, man. All right, let's get that out of the way. 2, 1... Hi, I'm your host, TPC, for this week's broadcast, or podcast, rather. I like how Lav just randomly throws shit out at me like that. I am joined today by my co-hosts, Mesk and Labyrinth.
Yo.
I don't want to do this anymore. Let's cancel this. Fuck, this show's terrible. Why am I here?
I don't know. Why am I here? Other than for the pod.
I want to restart this.
I'm only here for the pie.
Oh, dude. you randomly throwing out fag just threw me off.